This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A federal court ruled today that Ohio's congressional map is unconstitutional. The ACLU, League of Women's Voters, and other voting rights groups sued last year, arguing that the state GOP redrew the map in 2011 to maintain a 3-to-1 advantage. And the 3-judge panel of the Southern District agreed with them today. WOSU's Nick Evans has been following the case, and he joins me now. Nick, what did the ruling say?
Well, the ruling said that the voting rights groups were right on all 3 counts. They had raised 3 different arguments here. The first two have to do with individual voters. So they said that the equal protection of the 14th Amendment and the First Amendment right to express oneself, both of those were inflicted upon by this map, right? They said, quote, "We conclude that the proffered justifications either are inconsistent with the evidence, simply not credible, or do not meaningfully explain the design or effects of the 2012 map." So pretty conclusively slapping down the justifications laid out by the State House on those first 2 arguments. The third argument has to do with the right to association that's also in the First Amendment. Now, this, unlike the first, has to do with like a group of voters, not just an individual. And the judges again said that the voting rights groups were correct. They said, quote, "The current redistricting plan distributes voters in such a way that even though the Democratic and Republican parties are running in the same races, Democratic candidates must run a significantly longer distance to get to the same finish line."
This case is a little bit confusing because voters just voted for an amendment to change our map-making process in the state last year, right?
Right, they did, and they approved it overwhelmingly. The thing is, that wouldn't take effect until we get past the next census. So that would have to do with the map being drawn in 2021 and in place for elections in 2022. One of the people who has been very vocal about redistricting and better elections is our current Secretary of State. Oddly enough, I happened to meet up with him today while he was showing off voting machines that we'll start using. And here's what he had to say.
As you know, I've been a longtime proponent of redistricting reform, and I continue to hope that the opportunity to exercise that process is in 2021. And that's what 75% of Ohioans supported when they voted on issue 1 2 years ago.
So the secretary is emphasizing that process that the voters approved last year because this, like many other redistricting cases, has a very strong chance of being appealed. Attorney General Dave Yost has already said that he plans to pursue this at the Supreme Court level. So that's the next step for this. It was tried under a process where at the lower court level, it was heard by a panel of judges, and instead of going through the appeals court process, it'll bump directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. Whether or not they'll take it up, what they'll end up doing with it is not clear. There is a conservative majority, but recently they have punted on this issue. If the Supreme Court decides not to take up the case or simply to affirm the lower court ruling, there's a timeline that's been put in place by the decision. They want to see the lawmakers in Ohio come up with a new congressional map by June 14th.
Nick Evans, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Anytime.
WOSU's Nick Evans has been following the story of Ohio's congressional map. A federal court ruled today it's unconstitutional. This is 89.7.